The Takshunik Watershed Council and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan have been working together to collect baseline water quality data in Glacier Creek and the Klahini River, which flow into Chilkat River. This project is in response to ongoing mineral exploration in the area and the need to record baseline conditions in the water before a large-scale mine is developed. Desha Eaton has more from KHNS and Haines.
Kimberly Strong, tribal president for the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan, says ensuring that the Chilkat River, the traditional subsistence fishing grounds for her people, remains pristine is a top priority for her community. That's why Klukwan decided to partner with local conservation organization Takshunik Watershed Council to carry out baseline water quality testing.
We felt that there should be some testing done by non-mining interests.
The state of Alaska does not collect baseline water quality data during mineral exploration, nor does the Bureau of Land Management. The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources has been exploring at the nearby Palmer Project, a potential hard rock underground mine, for years, and is collecting data for its own uses, but treats the information as proprietary and has so far refused to make the data fully available to the public. Strong says that Klukwan is committed to ensuring that their traditional subsistence fishery remains robust, as well as the regional economies of commercial fishing and tourism.
We need help with protecting the Chilkat River. And though we've been doing the water testing for the last year and a half, it's still not apparent to everybody who lives in our valley the importance of the Chilkat River as a renewable, sustainable resource.
Derek Poinsett, science director with Takshunik Watershed Council, is coordinating the water quality testing partnership with Klukwan's environmental department. The water quality project began in 2016, and a final plan was approved and filed with the EPA by the end of the year. Water quality sampling started at the end of 2017.
The plan now is to try to go out four times a year and to try to get the whole range of weather and flow conditions represented in those samples. And we need to go for 5 years to get a good solid set of data that then would be useful.
Poinsett says that gathering the baseline water quality data now is critical.
Now is the time that we need to be out there getting the information before the impacts get too great.
He says all information will be shared publicly via EPA and DEC online databases. Should industrial development occur, baseline water quality data could be used to set discharge permit limits, provide guidance in monitoring standards and practices, and it would provide a point of reference. The water quality testing will cost around $10,000 per year in lab fees alone. In order to fund the endeavor, Takshunik Watershed Council and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan are soliciting donations from the public. In Haines, I'm Desha Eaton.